Volume 3 of the St. Germain Series, The I Am Discourses by the Ascended Master St. Germain. Author's Appreciation. It is with sincerest gratitude that I acknowledge the blessed assistance of Lotus Ray King, whose untiring effort has enabled me to bring forth Unveiled Mysteries, The Magic Presence, and the I Am Discourses in their present splendid form. All credit is given Lotus for editing these books. By her great tenacity, in holding so closely to her mighty I Am Presence, she has called perfection into action. I wish to thank Betty Mundy for her gracious assistance in perfecting the manuscripts, and Arthur Brooks and May de Camera for their painting of the Magic Presence. I am also grateful to the many students who have so earnestly called the mighty I Am Presence into action, for the success and perfection of this transcendent blessing to mankind. Godfrey Ray King, Chicago, Illinois, December 7, 1939. Dedication. This series of books is dedicated in deepest, eternal love and gratitude to our beloved masters, Saint Germain, Jesus, Nada, the great divine director, to the Great White Brotherhood, the Brotherhood at the Royal Teton, the Brotherhood at Mount Shasta, the Great Ones from Venus, and those other ascended masters whose loving help has been direct and without limit. Editor's Note. The words of Jesus, as quoted throughout this series of books by Godfrey Ray King and the Ascended Masters, are the authentic statements he uttered, although they do not always agree verbally with some versions of the Christian Bible. This fact should not surprise the truth-seeker, who understands the difficulties encountered in translation, and realizes how many times the Bible has been translated in the past 1600 years. Jesus has spoken again on the visible light and sound ray, and made this point clear, saying, "It is unfortunate, indeed, that some of the scriptural statements have been clouded by human concepts. Yet I am thankful, indeed, that many have remained unaltered." Lotus Ray King. Tribute. At the present time, the attention of mankind is being drawn to the conscious understanding and use of the words, "I am," by the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Jesus, and others of the Ascended Host, who are pouring out ceaselessly the great light to release freedom, peace, and perfection. The cosmic command for the permanent golden age has been given, and must now manifest on this planet. The great Ascended Masters have worked for centuries preparing for the expansion of light that is now flooding the entire system to which this earth belongs. The great cosmic law has begun the release and increase of that light, which compels all things to come into perfect divine order wherever it flows. These great ones have always been the custodians of the eternal inner understanding concerning the use of the great creative word, "I am." They, and they alone, have been able to give the complete understanding concerning what occurs when those two words, "I am," are used. They have been the elder brothers, protectors, guardians, and infallible teachers of mankind throughout the centuries. The Ascended Masters are the only infallible source of instruction to the humanity of this earth, because they are wholly divine and one with the God-self of every individual. They are the living fulfillment of the law they teach, and are the only ones who have manifested complete victory over so-called death. They are the full manifestation of that light and love which rule the universe, and which maintain divine order throughout infinity. The release of their combined light is taking place and flooding the earth at the present time. All that is not of the light is consumed thereby. Their light will continue to expand throughout this planet until all its humanity has made the ascension also, and the earth itself becomes a blazing sun, whirling in its appointed path in space. To these great ascended masters, mankind owes all the good it has ever received or drawn forth, because they are the way and means by which the infinite God-self expands its perfection through the finite activities of personalities. This earth and its humanity are entering into the I Am age, and therefore the full use of this I Am knowledge must be understood and utilized by the individuals who live here in the present and near future. The great cosmic beings, the ascended masters, and angelic hosts have given tremendous protection to America and her people, especially over the last 5 years. To all individuals who will call unto them in the name of the mighty I Am Presence, keep their feelings harmonized and pour out intense love continually to their own mighty I Am Presence, will be given assistance without limit. This book is especially charged with Saint Germain's ascended master consciousness and love, and that of the other ascended masters concerned with this activity, to bring protection, freedom, illumination, and perfection to all who read or contact it, that all may express mastery and also make their ascension. It is the privilege of every student of light at this time to call in the name of the I Am Presence with all earnestness and love to these great ones to protect America, the government, and her people, to illumine all officials of the government, to perfect all within her borders, and to compel obedience everywhere unto the light of God that never fails. Godfrey Ray King. Forward. The 33 discourses contained in this book were dictated over a visible light and sound ray in our home during 1932 by the ascended master Saint Germain and those other ascended masters directly concerned with this activity. The sound of his voice was physically audible to everyone in the room. At times, his visible, tangible presence also stood within the room when he radiated the power and energy of the light rays to accomplish special work. The training and preparation for him to do this at the present crisis of the outer world was given us over a period of 30 years, that it might be accomplished at this time, and assistance from the ascended masters come forth in this way to protect and free all individuals who make conscious effort to correct themselves and attain mastery over all things on this earth. Never before, except in the retreats of the great white brotherhood, has such intensified, transcendent instruction concerning the I Am been given to individuals. Not for thousands of years have the true inner instruction and use of the sacred flame been taught to mankind, as Saint Germain and others of the ascended masters have revealed. Permission for them to be explained to students as given forth in these discourses has been granted to us by these great ones. Such instruction as is herein contained has never been given to students until after a 3-year probation in the retreats. The condition of the outer world at the present time is such that those who sincerely seek the light and want the constructive way of life must have more than human help if they are to survive over the present period of chaos, which is the accumulated discord generated by humanity en masse through the centuries, and which is pressing heavily upon the outer experience of individuals today. The need of protection and help for the children of earth is so great at the present hour that the great ascended masters and legion of light have let the bars down, so to speak, and have released this inner understanding of the mighty I Am Presence into the outer life of mankind, that all who want the light and will make conscious effort to attain their own freedom and mastery may have the assistance which will give them the eternal victory. Only fragments of the real understanding of the I Am Presence have been given to the outer world until now. The Ascended Master Saint Germain says, "It is the most important understanding mankind can ever have, and there is no freedom nor perfection for the individual except through this conscious application." He considers it of such paramount importance that he dictated more than 33 discourses in which he explains what happens in the outer life of the individual when one says, "I am." He also says, "Nothing will bless the individual to so great a degree as the conscious understanding of this creative word." When the phrase, "Mighty I Am Presence, come forth," is used throughout this series of books, it is always a call to the God Presence to pour forth or release the outpouring of perfection which the one making the call desires. It is always thought, felt, written, or spoken with a feeling of intense love. It is always a call to God, the Mighty I Am Presence, to establish perfection everywhere, and thus let God's will, perfection, be made manifest on earth. When a command is given, it is always the outer self calling unto God, and in the name of that Mighty I Am Presence, commanding substance and energy to obey the decree given, which is the self-conscious effort required in order to open the door for the intelligence of the I Am to release its perfect manifestation. This book not only carries the Ascended Master's understanding of the I Am, but is charged with Saint Germain's Ascended Master consciousness and the ray of light and love from his heart, which is the Ascended Master's feeling and comprehension of its full power forever self-sustained. May this book of I Am Discourses anchor the attention of all who read or contact it so powerfully upon each individual's own divinity that the full Ascended Master's consciousness of the Mighty I Am Presence shall fill the earth and release with the power of 1,000 suns the eternal dominion of the light of God that never fails. Godfrey Ray King.